This is a Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. In studio with us, Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist, member of the Farm Doc team. You can find all of his work at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Gary, you just finished up the crop budgets, not for this year, but for 2014. Tell me what they showed you, please.
Yep, we're releasing our 2014 budgets, and overall what we're projecting for 2014 is lower returns than we've had in recent years, primarily because we're using lower corn, soybeans, and wheat prices in projecting 2014 returns.
Tell me about those prices. What are they?
Yeah, we're using for 2014 returns $4.60 for corn, $11 for soybeans, and $5.80 for wheat. So $4.60 for corn is on all of them, but $4.60 for corn is lower than what we've seen in the past several years.
Yeah, and that's what, about 20 cents below what the crop budgets for this year were, I think, around $5 or $5.05 or something along those lines?
That's right. We were looking somewhere in the $5 range for this year, and we're seeing those prices come down.
Okay, let's stay with corn. What does it do to the budgets for corn for next year?
Yeah, for corn for next year, and this depends obviously on the region, but let's take a central Illinois case, high productivity. Corn after soybeans, we would be projecting a $348 return. And again, that's based on a $4.60 price, a 199 bushel yield, and something or a cost close to $560 an acre. Those costs we've held basically constant between 2013 and 2014. Slight increases in seed and fertilizer cost and the other cost held constant.
So there's the one big item that might really change, and I would suspect it would be fertilizer cost that may go down, but at the moment you have to use...
Yeah, but there's a possibility that fertilizer cost could come down, although we're hearing that may occur, but haven't actually seen that in prices yet.
So yeah, there's no evidence that that's the case at this point.
That's exactly right. So there is a possibility of fertilizer costs coming down, but just to give you an illustration, we have fertilizer cost in there at $170 per acre. The most I could reasonably see those coming down to is like $130, $140, which obviously would help returns, but still it would be lower returns than we've been seeing in recent years.
Not just lower, but a lot lower returns.
Yeah, a lot lower returns. And just to give you a feel of that, again, take Central Illinois case. We're projecting for a corn-soybean rotation, which, by the way, happens to be the most profitable, $311 of returns. So, and that'd be for, that's after non-line costs. So that's what's left to split between the landlord and the tenant. So if we have a cash rents have to be below $311.
This is in Central Illinois, so a $280, $300 cash rent wouldn't be that surprising, I suppose.
There's a lot of rents higher than that, and actually we have cash rent some counties in Central Illinois where the average is in the $300 range. So
That leaves not much room, or no room actually for a profit.
Actually no room for profit in given some of the counties that we're looking at. So you know, one of the things is we're coming into cash rent decision time, you know, this fall. There should be downward pressure on cash rents, and we'll see exactly where that'll lead.
That usually does not happen, though. History tells us that's not the case.
Yeah, we haven't seen cash rents come down, average cash rents come down since the 1980s, so it's been a while. But again, that's where the budgets are leading us.
Gary, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist, U of I Extension. You can find his work on the Farm Doc Daily website. The address there, farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.